The letter is dated Bern, August 31st, 1829. Composer Robert Schumann writing home to his mother, picking up where he left off in his previous letter. In the morning, the weather was clear and bright. I can give you but little idea of the fertility and beauty of the meadows and pastures. The Rhine flowed on by our side, with delicious green hills on the opposite bank, which stood there like lovely children, while the mountains here are smiling old patriarchs. I spent the night at Baden, a watering place, and found the usual happy life of such places. I met a good many Germans. There was a band, and of course we danced. I went from Zurich over the hills to Zug. I wish you would look at a map when you are reading my descriptions, so as, in a way, to accompany me in my travels. It was a glorious walk, and not at all tiring, because there was so much exquisite variety. I wandered on all by myself, my knapsack on my back, and swinging my alpenstock in the mountain air. I stopped to look around every minute so as to impress these countless alpine paradises indelibly on my memory. Humans are not so unhappy as they imagine, for they have a heart which always finds responsive echoes in nature. I skipped down the Albis like a gazelle, and when I saw the giant hills covered with vegetation and ice towering above the lakes, which reflected all the colors of the peacock's wing, when I saw the sheep feeding on the mountainside and heard sheep bells tinkling and church bells ringing, I became very grave and quiet and wandered slowly on, my eyes fixed on the mountains. Words of composer Robert Schumann in a letter to his mother at this very time of year, August 1829. That from a collection of early letters by Robert Schumann. Eaglesmere has been known since the late 1800s as a resort town in the beautiful endless mountains of Pennsylvania, with wonderful fresh air, forests, and plenty of trails for hiking, and a mirror-like lake, a perfect place to spend time in the summer, as Schumann did in Switzerland, taking inspiration from the world of nature so that he could write songs like this. Mountain and castles look down in the mirrored Rhine. The musicians of the esteemed Philadelphia Trio have known Schumann's chamber pieces, even celebrated the 200th anniversary of the composer's birth in concert. They have also performed Schumann at the David Dwyer Center as part of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts summer series. In fact, when the Philadelphia Trio presented Schumann's Piano Trio No. 2 there on July 9, 2011, over a month later, students from the Music in the Mountains workshop performed at the Dwyer Center as part of the arts series as well. Music in the Mountains has been an intensive two-week chamber music workshop co-directed by Deborah Reeder, cellist, and Barbara Sonnies, violinist of the Philadelphia Trio. This weekend, distinguished alumni of the program will return to Eaglesmere to perform Schumann and more. We had a chance to speak by phone with Deborah Reeder about the program.
In 1976, Barbara Sonnies and I developed a Music in the Mountains, and it was for high school students, string players. It started at 1 week with people staying in people's houses and then became 2 weeks. And then we started housing them in the Players Lodge, which is the building right next to the sweet shop in Eaglesmere. It's called Players Lodge because years ago, the people that used to act at the Playhouse, including some very famous actors you probably know, such as Paul Newman, I think, was one that had been here. That was why it was Players Lodge. But it was also used by us and by the ETC group, which is Ensemble Theater Community. They had a high school age drama program staying in various different lodges. And that went on until around 2012. And it just seemed to be getting harder and harder to recruit. So much competition and just the economy and everything. But I'm very persistent, so we're continuing what we call star alumni. And some of these people are in their early 40s. One is concertmaster of Central City Opera in Colorado, and another one is head of the musicology department at Catholic University. They're both going to be here. But two of our wonderful alumni that were here the last few years will not be here because they have their own playing engagements, you know, various parts of the country and things. So we don't have our usual seven people. We have five, which is a string quartet plus piano. And our pianist is head of maybe the intermediate level at the Sidwell School in Washington, and she continues her playing as well. And so she's been here for quite a while. So we have an interesting program of piano trios, piano quartet, and movement of Schumann piano quintet. Piano quartet and piano quintet we're doing. Brahms, lots of Brahms. Can't have too much Brahms. So we look forward to it, and they look forward to coming back. For some, it's been quite a long time since they have been here. But none of the ones that we have now, they've been coming ever since we started this alumni program. And as I said, we call it Star Alumni. And it's wonderful to work with them again, and the community seems to like it very much. We usually get a good audience, and it's wonderful that they are now fully professional. So they're teaching and playing, and they love to come to Eaglesmere, and we love to have them.
And where do you play?
At the David Dwyer Center at 4 p.m. on Sunday, August 13th.
Tell us a little bit about the Schumann or one of the Brahms.
Schumann piano quintet, the first movement of it will end, we'll close the program. But we're starting the program with the first movement of the Brahms G minor piano quartet. It's number one, opus 25. So we'll open with the Brahms and close with Schumann. And in between, there's early Beethoven. There's a movement of a Mendelssohn piano trio. And there's a piece for two violins and viola by Kodály, a serenade. Oh, a first movement of Ravel quartet. So it's a good program, you know, fully professional level. I look forward to it. It's a highlight, always has been a highlight for me to work with these young people.
Cellist Deborah Reeder of the Philadelphia Trio and co-founder with violinist Barbara Sonnies of Music in the Mountains, speaking with us about this Sunday's concert featuring star alumni of Music in the Mountains at 4 o'clock at the David Dwyer Center, 891 LaPorte Avenue in Eaglesmere, Pennsylvania. For more information on the web, emfoa.org, emfoa.org, and that stands for Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts, emfoa.org. Music in the Mountains, the Star Alumni, and that's Sunday, August 13th at 4 in the afternoon at the Dwyer Center in Eaglesmere. Music by Brahms, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, Ravel, Kodály, and Schumann. For more information on the web, emfoa.org, Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts, emfoa.org.